string of days ahead. Today, sunshine. It will be warmer with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight, mostly clear. Not quite as cool. Overnight, low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. How about mid-80s tomorrow? Near 60 tomorrow night. Up to about 84 Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. Still dry. Then widely scattered showers coming in Thursday afternoon. But a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count medium to high today and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man was injured after someone shot into his car. This happened in the 1100 block of Bragg Street Sunday afternoon. The man is expected to be okay. So far, police have not made any arrests. Montgomery fire officials are investigating a late-night house fire. This happened in the 2600 block of Westwood Drive. People were home at the time but made it out safely. Fire crews tell us the home is a total loss. No injuries were reported. And several North Alabama massage parlors have been shut down after state police say they were fronts for human trafficking. Attorney General Steve Marshall says employees at Ty Green's Massage Therapy had to work long hours and some were expected to engage in sex acts. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I drive a broke-down rig on made five tires, 40 foot of overload. A lot of people say that I'm crazy because I don't know how to take it slow. I got a broomstick on the throttle. I got a rope it up and he'll ride down. Non-stop back to Dallas. Popping them a West Coast turnaround. And they call me Speed.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Have no fear, we're here. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. We got a big hour. Oh, man, the 11 o'clock hour is massive. Massive.
Grande.
El Grande Man. Grande Man. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, here with you from 9 to noon. I might be the Grand Mufti, but he is Grande Man. So it sort of levels out.
Right. All right. I'm going to take a call from Alan because I'm going to switch subjects. And he texted me about the subject I'm switching to during the break and said, will you take an off-topic conversation about this particular subject? I said, well, I'm about to switch to that subject. So, yes, of course. Alan.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Alan. Yes.
Apparently, I have perfect timing.
You have great timing. Impeccable.
Impeccable.
As usual. So, about the Mueller report, it seems that the narrative from half the country seems to be completely 180 degrees from what was actually in the report. Because when the Barr report was released, the headline was, no collusion, no obstruction.
Yeah, there was no collusion and no obstruction. That's correct.
But when the actual lightly redacted Mueller report was released...
No collusion, no obstruction. That's correct.
I agree with you halfway. I agree with you on no collusion. No collusion was found. Obstruction, have you seen it?
Yeah.
So what he does is there's like 11 cases of alleged obstruction, and he lays out the three elements of obstruction of obstruction for each one. The obstructive act, the nexus between the act and an official proceeding, and criminal intent.
Right.
And for some of them, yes, he can't find those, and that's acknowledged, that's established. But for multiple, he finds all three. Question of, well, why didn't he indict, or why didn't he charge? He answers that question.
Okay.
He says, number one, because of DOJ rules, he can't indict the same president. That's number one. Number two, therefore, it wouldn't be fair to come out and just say, dude committed obstruction, because he wouldn't be able to avail himself, he wouldn't be able to have a court proceeding to clear his name. So that wouldn't be right.
I got a question.
Shoot.
Assuming you're right, and the left seems to be running with this narrative, so it doesn't surprise me that you're running with it.
It's objective fact, but yes.
Here's the deal.
The fact that it's in the report, but yes.
Why was the special counsel investigating the president at all if the president cannot be charged? If that's the official DOJ policy position, why was he investigating the president for collusion?
Is it a waste of time if you can't charge? Great question. Because he answers that one, too, in the report. And yes, it is, to go back for a half step, it is certainly subjective opinion as to whether he'd be convicted or any of that. But what I'm saying is, in the report, no, that's objective fact. The reason he did it is because there are two possibilities now. One, and he explicitly mentions this, is that Congress can impeach. Or two, these things have a statute of limitations that, while not infinite, if he doesn't win a second term, dude can be indicted on day one after he's out of office. And so the idea that just because you can't indict a sitting president, any sitting president, Trump, Obama, anyone, when they're sitting president, that doesn't mean that you don't investigate potential crimes they committed because they can't be indicted right now. Otherwise, you have free reign, they just do whatever you want. And if I may take just a little more of your time to briefly go over one of the actual obstruction of justice that's laid out in the report, super quick. So, this is shortly after Trump received some pushback about firing Mueller, that essentially, don't do it. I forget the dude's name. He said, I'll quit if you want to pursue that. So a couple days later, he's meeting with Corey Lewandowski, who at this time is a private citizen, just a private dude, and he asked Lewandowski to take a message to Sessions, where Sessions is supposed to unrecuse himself, go give a speech saying, Trump didn't collude with Russians, I was there every day, all Trump is guilty, I was running the best campaign ever, and that now the scope of the Mueller investigation is over.
Hold on, you keep putting your hand over the mic or something.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's right.
He says that he's to tell Sessions to unrecuse
yeah. Sessions, go out and give a speech, and then you
to
then
give
you
a speech saying that the scope of the Mueller investigation is now for future crime.
Right. Let me ask you a question. What was the underlying crime they were investigating?
Potential collusion. You don't have
was
to have
there collusion?
Underlying crime.
I understand that, but what was the collusion?
They couldn't find collusion.
Okay.
I don't dispute that.
Do you think Trump didn't know he didn't collude?
If he thought he was innocent, why, when he found out about the investigation, did he say, I'm effed?
Did you not read the whole paragraph?
Yeah, we covered that.
Because he said, these special counsels take over your whole presidency, and they last for years, and you can't get anything done. That's why he
Fair
was
enough.
Effed. Okay. Not because he had done something wrong. If he had not colluded Fair with enough. Russia, and he knew he didn't collude with Russia, and you know how I know that? Because he was begging Comey to investigate him while Comey was still the FBI director. Mm-hmm. Investigate me and clear me. Get me done with this thing. Get this cloud out from over me, and let's move forward. He didn't realize at the time that Comey was in the small group of people setting up a fake Russian collusion narrative in order to derail his presidency. But if there was no underlying, collusion, no underlying crime, what other motivation do you think Trump had other than obstructing the investigation? Because obstructing the investigation takes motive, and the motive is to stop the underlying crime from being discovered. If there's no underlying crime, what other motivation do you think he would have to try to end the investigation quickly and have somebody go out there and say it's no longer investigating into this? And I want you to answer that question, then I'll give you a floor to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Absolutely.
Because I just alluded to it when you only read half the quote a minute ago.
Well, and I'll agree with you.
What's the other motivation? Come on, hit me with it.
Okay. The other motivation, like you said in your answer to that question, is these investigations take up lots of time. They cover lots of ground. So even if the initial target was this tiny little thing, collusion, if you know, okay, I didn't collude, but holy crap, I've got this other stuff going on. I don't want them looking into it. Of course,
Not that. It's that you can't get your domestic agenda advanced. It's that your foreign policy agenda is constantly undermined every step of the way. That's the reason he wanted this thing over. That's the reason he wanted to end this thing. I do, because there was no damn collusion. There was no damn collusion.
And he also said that.
He said it, precisely. And when they quoted the guy from the Mueller report, they quoted the entire quote. You didn't. Nor did anyone on the left, nor did anybody in the news. That's how I know.
For a second. But no. I'm sorry, but you're better than this. Because imagine if you were someone who wanted to hide something that was going on in your recent past, and someone else is investigating something else that you didn't do, but it's going to be a sweeping investigation. Of course you don't want the investigation. And of course, if you're asked why not, you're not going to say because I'm hiding other stuff. You're going to say because it's nonsense. It's a waste of time. So the fact that he said it's because of this other reason, you can't take
but
that
But he said
as
that in a meeting with trusted advisors and professionals and cabinet level appointees off the record when it was just them.
Commonality to cabinet level appointees. Come on now.
When it was just them, though, he didn't know that was going to show up in a report. He wasn't seeding a report that was going to take place years from now. Come on.
Who would admit criminality to cabinet level appointees?
Then why didn't they find anything? Why didn't they find anything? They asserted no executive privilege. Mm-hmm. They withheld no documents that were requested for. He's the most vetted, researched president in the history of this country. Nobody has been scrutinized more than Donald Trump. Nobody had a special counsel do more digging than Donald Trump. When they did it with Bill Clinton, they found out he perjured himself. He lied under oath. He was paying off women, all this other stuff. With Trump, they found nothing. So why?
That's not true.
What did they find? What crime did they find? Answer the question. No, it's my show. My show. What crime did they find? And then you ask your question. What crime did they find? Don't answer your question with a question. It's unseemly.
Fine. They found multiple counts of obstruction of justice.
Okay, that's not a crime. That's not a crime.
No, it's not a crime.
They did find multiple counts of obstruction
of justice. Is not a crime.
Mueller said he failed to reach a conclusion on obstructive of justice. That is not finding a crime.
That's not true. In the report, he says, if we had found that there was no evidence of criminality here, we would say that. We cannot do so. Your audience, don't trust me.
Okay.
Go look it up.
You understand what innocent until proven guilty means, right?
Of course.
If you can't find it.
It's the foundation of American
If you can't find it, if they can't find that it happened, what does that mean with respect to your guilt or innocence?
But that's not true, because on several of the counts, he says he couldn't find it. When he couldn't find it on certain counts, he says, we could not find it here.
Right.
On the other ones, he laid out all three elements.
And if you can't find it, if you can't conclude that he did it, and that under the system of American justice, what is the conclusion? He's innocent.
He didn't find it.
No, he didn't. Then he would have said it, Alan. Don't be a damn liberal hack. Use your damn brain.
He didn't say it because he couldn't indict.
That doesn't matter. He would have said that, Alan.
Say that. Go read the report. Last question.
There was no crime. By the way, there was no crime. No underlying crime.
Agreed.
Okay. And he asserted no privilege. He withheld no documents.
Agreed.
Everybody who he wanted to talk to, Mueller wanted to talk to, talked on the record candidly for hours. Hundreds of people, millions of documents, millions of dollars. Okay, Those are not the exactly. If he was guilty, he would have cut this thing off.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Last question. And I love this.
Do you see how you have to deal with liberals?
Yeah, those fact-based people. So he's totally innocent. if there's no there there, why is he sending good buddy Lewandowski to go and get Sessions to change the future crime only?
You.
Please don't look at the past. Look at the future crime only. Yeah, those are the actions of an innocent man.
Yes.
He wasn't trying to get rid of Mueller.
No.
Just look at the future crime, please, only not the past crime. Why? Because he's so innocent?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, because he wants to end it quickly so he can have his presidency back.
The media basically begged him to fire Mueller. I mean, they egged it on. They said, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? But here's the thing. Everybody knew that's a Saturday Night Massacre type situation where then it becomes, what are you trying to hide?
And he tried.
If he tried, then it would have happened.
No, look at the report. They pushed back and said, no, Deuce, I'll walk if you want me to press this. That's when he went to Lewandowski to tell Sessions to make it future crime only. That's when he said future crime only, when he couldn't get dude fired.
Okay. But did they look at future crimes only?
And even though none of that changed.
Okay. All right, thank you. Take your time.
Even though none of that changed, there were still no crimes found by the Mueller team. No crimes. And just because he's a liberal and whatever else, he's not able to understand how justice works. I get that, because liberals, that their brains don't always work correctly. I understand that. And I didn't hang up on him. He hung up on us.
No, he said he liked the show and
he had to go. He had to go. But I'm just saying, I didn't cut the call short. He did.
Right.
I would have had this conversation all day. Liberals look at this and they pervert justice. In the United States, you're innocent until proven guilty, or at least until alleged till you have done something guilty. There were two conclusions Mueller drew on the different obstruction counts. One is we can definitively say there was no obstruction. The other ones were we can say neither obstruction nor not obstruction. We can't make that determination. If they can't make that determination, Dave, what does that say with respect to your guilt or innocence?
Means that you're innocent.
You're innocent. You are innocent. Because they couldn't even make the allegation that you were guilty.
They have to prove you guilty.
And so just because they weren't able to, I mean, you can't prove I didn't speed yesterday.
Right.
You can say I can't make a conclusion whether you speed. Now, if I didn't drive, you could conclude definitively I didn't speed. But I did drive yesterday. So did I speed? Well, we don't know. He may have sped. He may not have. Mueller even said the Office of Legal Counsel opinion, if Bob Barr is to be believed, and he's not come out and said that he couldn't be believed, Bill Barr, whatever his name is, Mueller's not come out and refuted this. Barr said he told him privately and on the record that it was not to do with the Office of Legal Counsel opinion. That's not why he didn't charge him. That's not why he didn't reach a conclusion. He didn't reach a conclusion because
they couldn't reach a conclusion.
And that's on the obstruction thing. So notice how the liberals have gone from collusion to obstruction, because there was no collusion.
Mm-hmm. And he admitted that, the caller did.
And they went back and looked at Paul Manafort's taxes from 2011. You don't think they looked at everything Trump's ever done? If they're looking at Manafort's taxes from 2011, what kind of examination do you think they gave the president? He didn't do anything. He's completely innocent. The whole thing was a charade. That's why the New York Times even came out with a story.
Well, here's the thing too, man. Like, even if you, like, I always tell people this on both sides of an argument. Even if you hate the dude in the office, even if you think that he is unbecoming of everything the liberals say, if you believe every bit of that, okay, you still probably should not want him to be impeached, and you definitely shouldn't want him to be impeached over things that didn't happen. You know why?
Because they'll do it to the next.
Because it sets a dangerous precedent, and when you get a guy in there that you like, they're going to do the same thing, because we keep escalating, you know.
The Republican House never impeached Obama.
You know,
never
impeached
Obama.
Right, never even tried.
Yeah, they didn't impeach him over Benghazi. They didn't impeach him over gun running. They didn't impeach him over any of the stuff. Actually, they could still impeach Obama today. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, the House and Senate could still impeach and convict Obama today. Because presidents have a right to the presidential daily briefings for the rest of their life.
Ah.
They have a right to certain intelligence community activities.
I mean, I just think that it's one of those things. I mean, I think that them impeaching Clinton was stupid. And because I think that it needs to reach a threshold of, you know, criminality or danger.
Yeah, I think impeaching Nixon was stupid, to be honest with you.
Probably was.
All right, we'll be back. 272-9228. Over the yelling, what you missed was no collusion, no obstruction, no underlying crime. Trump wanted to end the investigation because it was casting a cloud over his presidency and his approval ratings. It cost the Republicans the House. almost cost him the Senate, could have cost him the Senate, and was going to cost him the 2020 election if it had dragged on. Not to mention the fact that he's trying to denuclearize North Korea, navigate a bomb situation in Iran, sanctions and whatever's going on with Russia, Venezuela. We'll be back.
I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Dogs are man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
After 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here, setting the world straight. My friends over at Pet Partners, Pam and Roxanne. Guys, pet solutions for pet problems. I'm here to tell you right now, you do not have to have your pets digging under your fence, running all over the neighborhood. I'm on one of these, a couple of them actually, the Next Door app. Are you on that?
Yes.
How many Next Door app things are about dogs running loose in the neighborhood? Half?
Probably.
I mean, half of ours are.
I finally turned off the notifications on mine because it was all just like insane, inane.
And our neighborhood Facebook page is the same way. It's all, oh, a dog got out. He's brown. He's running down the main road there. Well, you know what? They don't have that problem when you call Pam and Roxanne. Those are pet problems. Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partner have pet solutions. Pet solutions for pet problems. Pam and Roxanne, Pet Partners, PetPartnersDogFence.com. PetPartnersDogFence.com. You can check them out online on Facebook, Pet Partners Montgomery, Alabama. Just search them that way. Pet Partners here in Montgomery, Alabama, or actually I think they're in private, but they serve the whole river region. They brought the underground fence craze to Montgomery. They're great dog trainers and more. They got cat and dog solutions, indoor and outdoor solutions. Get them on the phone, 365-5678. 365-5678. And the best part, they can fix any brand. They can fix any brand of pet fence. Pet Partners, pet solutions for pet problems. Pet Partners, 365-5678. The New York Times, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. The New York Times, Dateline Washington, headline, Mueller report likely to renew scrutiny of Steele dossier. The 35-page dossier, spiced up with tales of prostitutes and spies, sketched out a hair-raising story more than 2 years ago. Russian intelligence had used bribery and blackmail to try to turn Donald J. Trump into a source and an ally, it said. And the Kremlin was running some Trump campaign aides practically as agents.
Practically.
But the Thursday release of the report by Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III underscored what had grown clear for months. While many Trump aides had welcomed contacts with Russians, some of the most sensational claims in the dossier appeared to be false, and others were impossible to prove. Mr. Mueller's report contained over a dozen passing references to the document's claims, but no overall assessment of why so much did not check out. Guys, the report was a total fraud and fabrication. CNN op-ed even says, quote, here's the headline, Mueller's report looks bad for Obama. Yeah, I would say so. Here's how they say it. The partisan warfare over the Mueller report will rage, but one thing cannot be denied. Former President Barack Obama just looks plain bad. On his watch, the Russians meddled in our democracy while his administration did nothing about it. The Mueller report flatly states that Russia began interfering in American democracy in 2014. Over the next couple of years, the effort blossomed into a robust attempt to interfere in our 2016 presidential election. The Obama administration knew this was going on and yet did nothing. In 2016, Obama's national security advisor, Susan Rice, told her staff to stand down and knock it off as they drew up plans to strike back against the Russians, according to an account from Michael Isikoff and David Korn. Why do you think they were going soft on the Russians? Why do you think the Russians were hacking
because,
the election, they
right,
were saying?
Because they thought that it was going to do what?
They thought it would, I think that's part of it. I think they thought it would backfire on Trump and help Hillary. I think they knew it was something was happening and there was all this Russian interference into the American discourse. And they thought if we can just blame it on the Republicans, if we can just blame it on whoever the Republican nominee is, we can guarantee Hillary wins. I do think that was part of that. But I think also they were focused, the Obama people, and this is in the CNN article, they were focused on the nuclear deal with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Obama wanted Putin in on the deal to make sure it was successful. And to stand up to him would have potentially destroyed the Iranian nuclear deal. So it was more important for Obama to give nuclear power plants and nuclear technology to Iran and hundreds of billions of dollars than it was to stop Russian interference into potential
pallets
elections. Pallets of cash. According to the Washington Post, Obama approved a modest package of sanctions against Russia, with economic sanctions so narrowly targeted that even those who helped design them described their impact as largely symbolic. In other words, Obama's was a toothless response to a serious incursion. Congressman Adam Schiff, no fan of Trump's, once said that the Obama administration should have done a lot more to stand up to Russia. The Washington Post reported a senior Obama administration official said they sort of choked in failing to stop the Russian government's brazen activities. Obama's ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, said, quote, the punishment did not fit the crime about the weak sanctions rolled out after the 2016 election. A legitimate question Republicans are asking is whether the potential collusion narrative was invented to cover up the Obama administration's failures. I don't think that's it. I think the collusion narrative, they knew it was happening. They knew they weren't going to do anything about it. They knew it was going to continue to happen. So let's just blame it on the Republicans. Guys, when are you going to realize that Obama, every single foreign policy thing he did was to give radical Islamic people a foothold in the world? Egypt? What was Obama's beef with Egypt? They didn't give the Muslim Brotherhood enough say in the government. What was his beef with Iran? They don't have nuclear weapons and billions of dollars. They don't have nuclear technology and billions of dollars. The entire Arab Spring brought ISIS and Al-Qaeda to the forefront. Everything he did in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria, the entire Syrian war, for God's sake, was a front to get Bashar al-Assad out of Syria so that Muslim extremists could run it, so that we could run a gas pipeline from the Gulf to Europe. That was the entire premise. Millions of people dead. Millions of people displaced. An entire country essentially ruined for two generations. And Trump is a danger? Trump is a danger? Who's this?
Hey, it's James.
Hey, James. I haven't heard from you in a while, buddy. How are you been?
Yes, sir. I just, your call, the last call really got me wanting to call. I did want to mention, since you mentioned the Muslims, I finished a book just before 9 this morning, audio. It's called The Last Patriot. And chapter 18 would be very interesting to you. I think it's by Brad Thor. It was written in 2010, and it explains how the Muslim sympathizers and all, like Obama and everybody, all the actions that they take, and a government, how it's infiltrated with them, and how, like you mentioned, a small percentage can totally destroy countries. And I did want to mention that. But I was proud that your liberal caller got through. He didn't call you a racist, a xenophobe, homophobe.
That's because he personally knows me, and he knows I'm not racist.
Okay. So, but, but I disagree totally with everything he said, but particularly when he said they rely on facts. And they liberals, my daughter's a liberal included, they do not rely on facts at all.
I agree.
And well, I appreciate it. Joy told me.
Yeah, thank you, James. Thank you. James hadn't called in a while.
I miss
hearing from old James.
Yeah, he's a good caller.
You know who died 15 years ago today?
No.
Pat Tillman.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Pat Tillman. Leave the NFL to go fight in a war and get shot and killed by friendly fire. It's tragic. Absolutely tragic. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in on that Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline. 272-9228. It's 33 minutes after 11 o'clock. More Dave, more Baron, right here after the break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Seton Place for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a great forecast to start our week. We have a nice string of days ahead. Today, sunshine. It will be warmer with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight, mostly clear. Not quite as cool. Overnight, low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. How about mid-80s tomorrow? Near 60 tomorrow night. Up to about 84 Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. Still dry. Then widely scattered showers coming in Thursday afternoon. But a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count, medium to high today and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Oh, yeah, baby. Life
not open today. They'll be open tomorrow. Today, Mondays, is reserved for finding all that jewelry laying around the house that you're never going to wear again. You know, the gift from the old boyfriend. You're not wearing that again. Take it to Heirloom Jewelers. He'll give you top dollar for it. You can take it to other places, but you're going to get more money from Heirloom Jewelers. If you don't believe me, I had a stubborn listener text me and say, you know what, it's true. I took it to four different places, and he did give me 20% more than anybody else offered. I said, what? You think I would lie to you? Think I would lie to you? I will 100% guarantee you, when you go to Heirloom Jewelers, life is better. Life is better. Life is better. He's got the antique heirloom quality stuff you've been dying for. He's got those modern bridal sets, too, if that's what floats your boat. There are going to be a lot of very happy ladies in the River Region when the men in their lives go to Heirloom Jewelers and get those antique heirloom quality engagement rings, those one-of-a-kind things that all her girlfriends are going to go, he went to Heirloom Jewelers. I know that because it's a one-of-a-kind heirloom antique quality piece. But today is the day to find the jewelry to take in to get top dollar so that you can buy all the other stuff or pay down some credit card debt or pay Uncle Sam, however you want to do it. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Tell you a little bit more about them later in the week when they're open. They're closed on Monday, Sunday and Monday. 38 minutes after 11, Joey Clark has joined the radio show.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman are here with you on a daily basis. How was Easter?
It was good. Got to see the family. Good. Do other things I was telling y'all about off air.
Cannoli pancakes?
Yeah, they're good.
I mean,
they're great.
Not mad at you.
Got deep into Game of Thrones lore before the next episode.
I had a cannoli cake at an Italian dinner not long ago.
Yeah.
Not to be underrated.
No, these are like normal buttermilk pancakes rolled up with cannoli cream inside the top and chocolate chips and cannoli pieces that are like crunchy on top. Oh.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I put syrup on it too.
I haven't eaten yet today, by the way.
Seriously, me neither.
Flower Child.
I have a question.
You've come to the right place.
Do you think the Democrats will ask Mueller to come and testify?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
And is he going to show?
He'll show.
He'll be there.
Yeah. Okay.
Why would he not?
Well, I think he's got a lot of explaining.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
Like how he investigated false leads and...
Well, I mean, his job was to investigate, and he didn't know the leads were false until he investigated them. I mean, I'm not in the business of sticking up for Mueller, but, trying to be fair here.
Uh-huh. Well, I wish, if he's willing to go, I'd like to Weissman to attend also.
Yeah, I don't know that he will, because they could make him, but I don't know that he will. He's no longer with Federal Service.
Uh-huh. Well, all I got to say is beware of testifying in front of Congress.
Why would he not go? I don't understand that. Why would he not want to go? Do you think he doesn't stand by his report?
John Dowd said that he would be surprised if he did it, but...
I'd be surprised if he didn't. I don't know John Dowd, but I'd be surprised if he didn't. Now, he might go there and be restricted in what he can talk about because there's a lot of grand jury material.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of ongoing cases and stuff like that. And he might not want to get into all that. But if he wanted to get up there and explain the process, if he wanted to explain, how he went about it, his thoughts while they were going about it, when he reached certain conclusions, why he waited for this long or that long to do this or that, I don't see why there would be a problem with that.
Well, what is his answer going to be? Why did, when he knew 2 months into the investigation there was no collusion, why did he not stop it?
That'd be great. I'd love to hear his answer.
I would, too.
Yeah.
And also, why would the Carter Page, with the starting point for all the FISAs, why was he not charged with any crime?
You guys want me to let you in on a little something with Carter Page that I thought for a long time.
Is he a plant?
I think he was a plant.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a plant from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They needed somebody. Now think about Carter. What was Carter Page doing for the 5 years leading up to the Trump campaign? Do you know?
Well, he was an FBI and CIA informant. And,
and he just happened to end up on the Trump campaign as the subject of a Title I FISA warrant?
Yes.
A lot of the contacts he had with foreigners were while serving as a CIA and FBI informant.
Mm-hmm.
He was helping to take down a Russian gas fraud scheme. And he was taking down that gas fraud scheme, and in doing so, he had to have a lot of contacts with Russians. And then they used those contacts with Russians to build up a Title I FISA request, FISA warrant request.
But what did they tell Carter Page to become an inside spy?
What do you mean, what did they tell him?
I mean, why would he? He had to knowingly know he was planted there, didn't he?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay. And what would his reasoning be for going along?
Same reason he was taking down the Russian network.
Because he actually believed that Trump was an asset?
No, because he... No. Think more pecuniary than that. It's cash, straight cash, homie. Access, insider.
He
thought, like everybody else thought, Trump couldn't win. Just like Martha Roby coming out 2 weeks before the election telling people to vote for Hillary.
She thought
he couldn't win. They all thought he couldn't win. The Republicans thought he couldn't win. Mitt Romney thought he couldn't win. Everybody who crapped all over his head thought he couldn't win. Carter Page thought he couldn't win.
So are they going to have DOD checks made out to Carter Page?
That's not how it works.
Oh.
No, that's not how it works. They're not selling heroin and then donating the money to the Treasury and cutting checks. Okay? That's not the way that works.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Well, I can't wait for... I'd love to see both of them. And I hope Wiseman goes bankrupt defending himself.
He won't. He won't. They have a lot... They have to keep...
Why don't you think... I trust
because they have
Trump.
I trust Trump too, but you can't bankrupt somebody with unlimited assets. And this deep state, you have no idea how many assets they have. They can keep these guys afloat forever. They'll have some lawyer come through and pro bono represent him.
Uh-huh.
And that lawyer will be getting paid on some other case, 10 to 1.
Uh-huh.
He'll be billing $4,000 an hour on some other case.
Well, I just still think that they've been playing checkers and Trump's been playing chess.
We'll see. I do think the second half of the year there's going to be a lot of hell to pay for these folks. I do.
Who do you think are the criminal referrals as far as Devin
Nunes? I'm not worried about Nunes' criminal referrals. That's more of a sideshow to me.
Uh-huh.
You don't need a criminal referral from Congress. They don't do criminal referrals on a lot of different types of cases. I don't know why people are getting all bent out of shape on that. But I do think that the new attorney general in there is going to investigate this completely.
And
that there will be hell to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. Trump on.
Trump on.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Mm. Trump on and War Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this heavenly voice on the other end of the phone? If she's not married, she will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a head on her shoulders like that. It's not how the deep state works. They don't cut checks. When they were cutting checks to the Contras, they didn't say Department of Treasury.
Right.
You know what I mean? When they were cutting checks to Iran, it wasn't Department of Treasury. It was pallets of euros. Billions of dollars
pallets.
In euros. $170 billion in cash. You don't think... No one's asked to this day where that money came from, by the way. Have you asked where it came from? No one's asked.
Well, I've heard the official basis for what that money was.
No. Where did it come from, though?
What like account was it drawn on? All the actual cash and different
denominations? What account was it drawn on?
Oh, man. Well, I remember there was a hearing at The Hague for an arms deal gone wrong, and the U.S. froze those assets. So the actual, like, on an account somewhere, it would have been those frozen assets.
Yeah, how did they turn it into cash, though? That's what I'm saying. You have to draw that money off some account to turn it into cash.
I have no clue.
Yeah, they're not moving it from one account to another electronically. It was pallets of cash, untraceable.
All different types of monies around the world. Yeah.
Where did that come from? Someone had $170 billion in cash laying around and said, well, let's turn it into this. Because the electronic transfer, as you mentioned, probably went from that Iranian account to wherever they did the transfer. But someone had $170 billion in cash laying around. You know how hard it is to come up with $1 billion in cash?
Right.
Much less $170 billion in cash? Think about it. How much cash is there even in circulation? A trillion? 2 trillion? I'm looking that up. What is the total number of dollars, American dollars?
Actual, like, greenbacks.
Yeah. U.S. cash circulation. There's got to be some number. $1.5 trillion in U.S. circulation.
Okay.
Cash. 10% of that, the equivalent of 10% of that was given to Iran on a pallet.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That is bonkers. Think about it.
Well, I would look at the partner countries, too, as part of that deal.
There are only $523 billion in euros in circulation. They gave $170 billion to Iran. So you're not just talking about giving them cash. You're not giving them 50 bucks.
Right.
You're giving them 20% of the euro supply. 10% of the American cash supply.
Jeez.
Who had that stored? Where do you store that much cash?
And nothing about this makes sense.
Nothing. No, no, no.
That's the other thing. You know how drug dealers, you know, they don't, like, you know that thing where they don't count their money? Right. They weigh it. How much does $1 billion in cash weigh?
It took multiple planes to get it in.
Multiple planes.
To get $170 billion in cash. But not only that, where do you store without people noticing 20% of an entire currency? You would think that would have implications on the value of the euro, right? You have to pull that out of circulation to put it on a pallet and fly it to Iran. They took 20%, 25% of the euro currency out of circulation, put it on a plane, and flew it to Iran.
It was nations of all over the world, though. So,
well, you know what
euro,
I mean.
I know. It's still like, yeah, it's a lot of cash.
The equivalent of 10% of American cash.
But it would have been euros and dollars. It probably was the Chinese currency and Japanese currency.
But we're talking about a substantial percentage of the world's paper money.
Yeah.
Right.
Physical paper money. A substantial percentage of the world's paper money was on an airplane flying to Tehran. And no one has asked how they pulled that off. They were like, oh, yeah, that happens. Guys, now you know why I say all our ex-presidents are multi-billionaires. They just don't tell anybody about it. A president who can compile the equivalent of 1/4 of all the euros in circulation, 1/10 of all the cash in circulation, can certainly put a little bit aside for his family. When I wake up in we'll be back. Morning, love.
And the sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without warning, love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
His house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now this
Aldo still has not given me $16 on behalf of the nation of Canada.
And the DA can't get no relief.
But despite the fact that this band is 80% Canadian, I'm still going to play it occasionally.
And the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the
disappointed.
I was about to say, don't throw that heat at Levon. He's from Arkansas.
Right, he's the one that's not.
Right.
They also all died mad at Robbie for stealing all their money.
So, see, they're Canadians. That's the problem you get with Canadians. Problems you don't get at Mr. Sandman, because guess who's not Canadian? David Justice over at Mr. Sandman. Not Canadian. In fact, I want everybody in Montgomery to put a sticker on their business if they're not Canadian. Just say, not Canadian. Like this radio program, not Canadian. No Canadian affiliation. I unfortunately went to Canada one time. It never happened again. My first and last experience in the godforsaken top hat of America. Horrible. Anyway, go to Mr. Sandman. You can sleep like an American on a mattress. Sleep like $1 million. You don't have to sleep like a Canadian. Bam, bam, bam. How do Canadians sleep? Well, their necks are sore. They toss and turn all night. Big pansies. The worst people ever. No, you sleep like an American. You got a gun near the bed. You're happy. You got private health insurance. You know, you make your own way in life. You don't have Justin from Canada as your prime minister. Go to Mr. Sandman. You're going to love it. He's got a selection that rivals absolutely any selection in the country. This guy's mattress selection is incredible. And the prices are so amazing. At first, sometimes when he quotes me a price on a mattress, bought probably 6 or 7 mattresses from him over the years. When he quotes me a price on a mattress, sometimes I'm like, you're kidding. What? You can't deliver that mattress for that price. Yeah, they do. Same and next day delivery on most items. Highway 14 up in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway, right across from Dairy Queen here in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstore, while you're there, don't be a Dave. Dave has not yet gotten a...
I still have not. You're right.
A good pillow. What do they call those things? Latex pillows. Dave has still not gotten a latex pillow. If he did, he'd sleep better at night. He was telling me how he wakes up at 1, he wakes up at 4. Latex pillow. Go by Mr. Sandman. Solve that problem. Joey Clark, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you for another 6 minutes or so. Dan Moore's show warming up around the corner in the green room.
Yes, yes.
You can see the green room through the window here. Dan's clearly in the green room. Another Democrat climbs into the 2020 clown car.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Tell me if you've ever heard of this guy.
Seth Moulton. Yeah.
Became the latest Democrat to enter the 2020 presidential race Monday, launching a presidential campaign focused on national security. 40-year-old Marine combat veteran earned a Bronze Star in Iraq. Stature has been rising since he won a seat to Congress in 2014 by defeating a longtime Democrat incumbent in the primary. Moulton may be best known, however, for his opposition to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. His call for new leadership and internal House elections early this year cost him some support back home in his congressional district north of Boston, which includes Salem, the famous fishing town, and the famous fishing town of Gloucester.
I was going to say, wait, is Salem a famous fishing town? I thought Salem was famous for something else.
Witch trials?
Yeah. It's the only thing I know about it.
Man, I cannot wait for this guy to become number one in the polls at some point.
I was about to
and
say.
And to hear the witch-based nickname that Trump gives him.
I like Crazy Bernie. Sleepy Joe.
I wish it was Creepy Joe, though.
But he is kind of sleepy. After I saw it, I went, yeah, all right.
He had some work done on his eyes. He looks terrible. It reminds me of when John Kerry ran for president.
Yeah.
John Kerry, all his wrinkles were taken away. Nobody commented on it. Nobody in the news was like, yeah, John Kerry, the less wrinkled John Kerry, has made an announcement.
He always looked like the villain in Scooby-Doo before they pulled the mask off.
Yes.
And reveal that it was, you know, always the caretaker of the, you know, of the abandoned amusement park.
Right.
And he got away with it if it wasn't for meddling kids.
John Kerry, let me look at a picture of John Kerry in, let's say, 2002. Yeah, wrinkled. John Kerry was wrinkled in 2002. Then when he ran for president, see, look at that picture. And then when he ran for president, all those wrinkles were gone.
Whoa, that's weird.
Does he see how much different he looks?
Yeah.
Then when he ran for president,
John Kerry.
Yeah. Then he ran for president, and he also got his chin widened. The whole thing was bizarre. Look at that picture. To that picture. His whole chin got widened.
He's ugly either way.
Well, I understand that. I'm not disputing the facts, Joey. I don't know if Seth Moulton's going to take off, but I hope he does just to get a witch-based nickname.
Well, it's a great PR strategy. I mean, how many people in conservative circles, you know, he didn't become president, will still probably go, oh, yeah, Herman Cain. You at least know the name. So I think it's a great PR strategy. Get out there, run, say some things. It raises your stock.
If you're that Moulton guy, why aren't you just being like, hey, Elizabeth Warren, if you want to be president, why don't you resign?
Right, and I'll take your seat.
And then run for her. You know what I mean? Like, there... Again, it's just very hard to go from the U.S. House to the presidency.
Or mayor of South Bend.
Right.
Right.
A fourth-tier toilet city.
I do like how...
It's a dump.
Buttigieg or Buttigieg or whatever his name is, he has essentially stolen Beto's thunder. I love it. They've got a new white guy media darling.
Beto wears the same shirt every day. You notice that?
No.
Yeah, button-down blue shirt. He needs brass collar stays because his collar stays are bent. And he wears it every day. Rolls up his sleeves. Now, I have patented the sleeve roll-up move.
No, it looks good.
I cannot remember the last time I wore a button-down sleeves button down. Unless I had a suit on or a coat on or something. But, Beto has taken my sleeve rolling. He's taking my blue button down. He wears jeans. If I see the man in cowboy boots, I'm going to kill him.
It means he's like trying to, you know, just like become you or whatever.
Yes, he's trying to take my image to the White House. We won't have that, sir.
You need much bigger teeth, Baron.
We won't have that, sir. And I don't stand on tables.
I mean, not right now.
I haven't in a long time.
Right.
Last time I stood on the table, I remember the last time I stood on the table. Vividly.
Was it a table or a bar top, Coyote Ugly?
It was a table. It was a table. But I stood on it. I stood there valiantly for about 20 minutes. Big moment. Big moment. Guys, hell, we're out of time.
I know.
Yeah.
I just flew by.
I got to tell everybody about Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got a special this week that will just absolutely rock your socks off. Why? It's what I call one of those... nostalgia specials. Cheese ravioli with meat sauce. Cheese ravioli with meat sauce over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They've got all the great items over there. Award-winning pizzas. They also have, I don't know if you noticed this, they got a great salad lineup. Those of you trying to get a little lean, I know after Easter a lot of people kick on new diets. They got a great salad lineup. You can just do what I do. I just don't eat before 12. Then I pig out after 12 o'clock. I'm making a fool out of myself. I'm a veritable embarrassment. But if you want to go light, you can eat a salad. They got great sandwiches, great light sandwich options. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Get by there when you get a chance. Some great